Senator Barack Obama is a front-runner among Democrats in the most recent public opinion poll in Iowa, though Senator Hillary Clinton has led in others in what has become a tight three-way race.
We have to move away from our dependence on foreign oil.
But the Quinnipiac University poll shows Clinton holding overwhelming leads, especially among women, in the swing states of Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Among Republicans, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has surged ahead of former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney in Iowa.
In terms of government experience...
But the Quinnipiac poll shows former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani leading in the three swing states. However, he holds only about 30% support in each. The assistant director of the Polling Institute, Peter Brown, says the three have been crucial swing states in presidential elections since 1964, with the winners taking at least two out of the three of them. He also says respondents in the three states named illegal immigration as the main issue.
Voters, by and large, don't dislike illegal immigrants. They don't think they're bad people, but they are unhappy with the status quo, and they think immigration reform means stricter controls. They don't think it means opening up the country to further integration of illegal immigrants into American life.
Another assistant director of the poll, Clay Richards, says voters in the swing states view the immigration problem differently than a place like New York, where he says a million illegal immigrants are visible every day.
Pennsylvania, right next door, another big state, has 150,000 immigrants. That's a totally different picture. Yes, they're there. Yes, they're, but you don't see them every day like you do in New York City. They're not part of your lives.
And the poll shows that 20 to 25% of voters in each state would vote against a presidential candidate who disagrees with them on immigration policy. Brown says illegal immigrants have become important in this American election because Congress and President Bush failed to resolve the issue last spring.
The reason it failed to resolve it is there is deep division in the United States about policy towards illegal immigration. Question of should the policy be to try to integrate illegal immigrants into American society, or should it be stricter enforcement of laws to perhaps cut down on the number of illegal immigrants?
He says most respondents defined immigration reform as stricter enforcement and not assimilation of illegal immigrants into American society. Ravi Khanna, VOA News.